Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. With all the chaos that the holiday season brings, I just want to say thank you for listening to today's episode. Today we're going to be talking about vinyl. Yes, vinyl records in 2022. And they're not just for the hipsters anymore. We're going to get into why they're so popular, why they've outsold CDs now for a number of years, and how they're still competing with streaming services like Apple Music or Spotify or different things of that nature. So, we're going to get into today's episode, and thanks for tuning in. Here we go. So why vinyl in 2022? So with several streaming platforms out there, like I mentioned in the intro, Spotify, Apple Music, Prime Music, maybe some people are still using SoundCloud. I'm not entirely sure. That might have just been a thing for high school rappers. But sorry to those of you who didn't mean to offend you if you still listen to music on SoundCloud. But I just don't hear about it as much. But it makes listening to any song at any time easier than before. So why would anyone in their right mind spend money on a physical copy of music? To have a physical copy of music is rare these days. And many people no longer have enormous CD cases in the passenger seats of their cars. I might be the exception to that. I still ride around with about, I want to say there's close to 100 CDs that I have, ranging from like Frank Sinatra to All Time Low, Jack Johnson, a bunch of different artists and things like that that you probably don't want to hear too much about. But anyways, I'm still rocking that big CD case in my passenger seat. But anyways, people aren't rushing out to the stores to get the latest album release. They're just able to download it right away on their phone. Owning a physical copy of an album may seem outdated or impractical to most, but vinyl records have been making a comeback for a reason. Now, this is a brief snippet from a full from a report done by RIAA. That was something I was able to find while doing some research for today's episode. And they said that after remarkable growth in 2021, compared with the COVID-19 shutdown that impacted the previous year, vinyl records continued to rise in the first half of 2022. Revenues from vinyl albums grew from 22% to $570 million, and vinyl's share of the physical market increased from 68% to 73%. And revenues from CDs fell just to 2% to $200 million and accounted for 26% of physical revenues. And I'll post the link for that full report conducted by RIAA in the show notes. So taking a look at that information, many people have turned away from CDs. I'm not sure if you're still out there buying CDs that are on the shelves. I know I'm not. I scavenge thrift stores, and I look at garage sales and things like that. I'm not out to buy the newest stuff that comes out. So people now more than ever are wandering the aisles of independent record shops in hopes of finding their favorite band or discovering something new. And I believe that there is something magical about flipping through the stacks of records and seeing what's out there from some of your favorite artists. You may find a deal on an old record your dad used to play in the house, or track down an album you used to listen to on a CD back in high school. And there's usually something there for everyone, whether you've been collecting for a while or you just got your first record player. It's one of the records I was able to track down when I first started getting into record collecting. My dad always used to listen to Dan Seals while, you know, it'd be taking like a day trip or something like that to Rice Lake to visit my uncles or things. And yeah, he'd always play Dan Seals. So I was able to track down Dan Seals' greatest hits. He was like a country music artist. I don't know, not really in the mainstream by any means. Like people in my social circle haven't really heard of Dan Seals, but he's got some good music out there. So if you're looking to take a dip back into that, go for it. Or let me know, shoot me a message if you've ever heard of Dan Seals before. But I think the reason I believe many people are choosing to start collecting vinyl records again is because of the need to be present with music while it's playing. You have to physically put the record on and then turn it over once a particular side is done. And now a playlist might be a little more convenient, but vinyl records provide a glimpse into the past where not everything needs to be experienced 100 miles an hour or pulled up on the internet immediately. And another reason I believe vinyl is trending is because of the nostalgia and this aesthetic it provides. Having a collection of records is a lot like having books on a bookshelf. There's something about having physical copies of something rather than MP3s floating around in a cloud or reading books off of a Kindle. It gives people that visit your home, apartment, or dorm room a glimpse into who you are as a person and the soundtracks to your life. Now, that might seem a little invasive of your privacy, but it's a lot more personable than pulling out your playlist on your phone and scrolling through. And who knows, maybe while you're having your wife's coworkers over and they bring their husbands, and between small talk and drinks, you meander over to your turntable and find that you both like Billy Joel. Now you have a new best friend and you're ready to go do karate in the garage together. I don't know, something that like that might happen. Or in the case for me, we were getting our water tested by Culligan, and the guy came over to do the water inspection. And before he conducted the water test, he saw all my vinyl records stacked up and like in the case and everything like that. And he just kind of inspected the music, and we talked music for a good half hour. Now, this was during the summer, so I had some extra time, so I wasn't like rushing off to anything like that. But we talked music for a good half hour. He was really into reggae music and things like that. And so we had good conversation about that. So it's interesting that connection that you can make right away with someone you didn't think you would just based off of music and music alone. Same can be said, I think, with sports teams or, I don't know, like maybe your, what state you're from, you're wearing like, or maybe a university sweatshirt or things along those lines. It's, you know, those human connections that we can make, I just think are so cool. And one of the foundations that I found is connecting with people through music. And records, I think, are just fun to collect. There are many different varieties of colors records come in, as well as how they're packaged. My favorite records are the ones where you can clearly tell that the artist or the band took time to craft notes on the inside of their albums, or include like small posters or behind the scenes photos. And those are details that add to the experience when you get to pulling out an album to listen to while sipping either your morning coffee, cooking a meal, or entertaining guests over for cocktails and appetizers or something like that. Now, the one downside I will say that comes with collecting vinyl is the cost of records. They aren't cheap by any means, so I'd recommend getting records that you love. Yes, you. Don't buy a record that you won't want to play over and over again. You don't buy albums for them to collect dust on your shelf. Buy albums that are going to be there for you when you want to be happy, or you want to be sad, or you're anxious, or you're scared, or you're mad, or you're in love. You know, all those feelings, you want to have those records to turn to, and your favorite ones. So don't cater to anyone else when it comes to your purchases. Life is too short and records are too expensive. All right, so if you're wondering, like, how do I get started with collecting vinyl records? What's the kind of setup I need? Now, if you're further along in your journey and you've already collected records and things like that, you know, this still might be helpful information. Maybe you have a little bit of a rookie setup when it comes to your record player that you have. So here are some tips that I've learned along the way. I started collecting records back during my freshman year at UW Eau Claire, and I've kind of evolved my system since then and how I just go about like collecting records and caring for my records. So before you start building your precious collection, you need to invest in a record player. The record player that you choose is very important. And there are many that you can find online from like $50 all the way to $350. And I'm sure there's some even more expensive than that. But you don't need to buy the fanciest record player in order to have a great audio experience. But keep in mind that you get what you pay for. So my first record player I got was a Victrola 6-in-1 record player. Now, this was something that I got as a Christmas present from my mom. And I love that thing because you're able to do a bunch of different things. You're able to play CDs It was a radio. You could plug in your like your phone to it or back. Then it was still my iPod Touch. You're able to put cassettes in there, all these different things. And it was what I got during my freshman year at UW-Eau Claire. And it served me well for those dorm room days. But the sound quality wasn't the best, and many of my records were rather wobbly on it while playing on it. And that kind of wobble can eventually scratch your records and damage them. And I didn't find this out later. I didn't find this out until later, probably my like sophomore year of college. So I might have done some damage to some of those records that I have, but thankfully all my records still play. But once I got more serious into collecting, I switched over to an Audio Technica, which was roughly $175. And then I bought some Klipsch. I think that I'm spelling that right. It's K-L-I-P-S-C-H. And those were R41M bookshelf speakers. You can tell it was a long day of teaching. I'm recording this in the evening. Just sipping on some tea here and recording this. But all right. So Klipsch R41M bookshelf speakers to go along with it for about $120. So at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for you in your budget though. I'm not here to say that you only can buy this Audio Technica or you have to buy the Klipsch speakers. Do what works for you and works for your budget. But just an important thing to keep in mind is that a solid record player paired with good speakers is going to make your listening experience all that much better. It's going to fill the room that much more and you're just going to have a better time. And so after you purchased everything like your record player and your speakers, now it's time to start collecting those albums. So where do you buy your albums? That's something you might want to know. So let's start by looking for albums at garage sales and thrift stores. That's just my own personal experience. No, these places won't have the newest Taylor Swift album, but it's a start. Maybe you find an album that helped define your childhood or one of your grandparents had on some of these records. Build a solid foundation of some of these older records first and then start making your way to the stores. And I'm a little bit biased here, but I want to urge you to shop from independent record stores. The people that work in these stores live for music. Most will share their thoughts on artists and bands that they enjoy right along with you. So you're able to make, again, that instant connection. Most will show you how to properly care for or clean your vinyl records if you ask. And I know this can seem a little intimidating at first, but trust me, it's worth it. If you don't feel comfortable asking them, go to YouTube. There's tons of videos on how to clean your vinyl properly. And you'll build connections with these people, whether it's the shop owner or an employee, and you'll truly get to know more about one another through the musical discussions you have. So maybe bring something to the front counter and you talk about maybe what your favorite song is on this album or how you saw them live once. It's just another reason why buying vinyl is better than just downloading music onto your phone or your device. And again, I'm not saying you can't buy from retail stores. I know Walmart, Target, and Best Buy now offer vinyl records in their music department. And I bought some recently from Walmart when they had their $15 an album sale. I know I couldn't pass it up. It was one of those things I was like, gosh, this kills me inside. But there was some solid albums there for $15. So I got Third Eye Blind. I got a Chris Stapleton album. And then I got, what was the last one I got? It might have been, it was Taylor Swift's, Taylor's version, Fearless. Okay, don't judge me for that. It was something that I was happy to spend the money on. So this might be your best option depending on where you live and if there is even an independent record store close to you. You may also turn to Amazon to buy albums as well. I've done this a time or two, but if given the chance, please, please buy from local record shops. Music is all about connection and becomes very sterile when purchased online or in big retail stores. If these local record stores die, then big corporations win, and then we're all sellouts. All right, I know that sounded very 90s of me there, but that's one of those things like, they have Record Store Day for a reason. Like they push, these artists push special records out and you get these rare records on Record Store Day to celebrate those local independent record stores because, you know, again, that's where the music lives. That's where people go to talk about that music. If you just go to Walmart and then pick one up and then check out, it's like, I don't know, you might as well be buying eggs or cereal or things like that. So Again, I urge you, if you're going to start collecting vinyl, or if you have for a while, please go to your nearest local record shop and talk with them and buy records there. And music is such an enormous part of our lives. I mean, it's played in our vehicles, at the stores we shop at the events we go to, in our homes, amongst many other places. When we have control of what music is being played under our own roof, let's make it the best way possible with vinyl. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I hope you enjoy your next musical adventure that you go on. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.